With the smart thing.
Right. Okay, I want to begin. Continue upon the halakhas about halakhas that are needed. And a man and a woman, if they're married, they should be shot and do so. Because as we said, according to the Shittas HaRosh, since there's a hat to Yichud, even though she's a Mina, because she's already been with her already, but they needed combination, they needed to offset that with Chumras Kol HaKakas. Whereas a girl that you're dating, you're not married to her. So there's an issue for anyway. So you don't need this HaKakas. Because the Tshuva writes it in the Kuf Tzadi Hei, with your gentleman. Because the Tshuva writes it in the Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sifkot Navos, that a husband may not smell perfume worn by his wife. This can lead to attraction. In fact, it's evident from their advertisements that the entire perfume industry was created to enhance attraction. Lucas Tara postulates as well that it's best for a woman to abstain from wearing perfume while she's inebriated. However, it concedes that if there is no other option, the husband should avoid smelling it for purposes of pleasure, as the prohibition is limited to intentionally smelling the perfume for enjoyment. With regard to smelling deodorant, that's okay. Kukasatara, to find out who writes that safer, tremendous safer, rules that it's permissible since its use prevents sweating, and the husband most likely does not derive pleasure from its smell. Got this? Let's get the food to perfume, and I think I mentioned when we discussed Reach in general that a boy shouldn't smell the perfume of a girl, say a bracha, right? And it might lead to attraction. I think we mentioned that once. This is a different landscape. Let's continue now. What about the cause of our birthday gift? Birthday? Who observes birthdays? Minig Paro. The Ashokan Kanyevsky is at Zal once. Birthdays. He said Minig Paro. It says in the Torah they celebrated Paro's birthday. So he was not for it. But other Gedolim were, the Bava Tzarev Zatzal obviously was in the Ramosha Zatzal. I told you the story once. There was a girl in seminary once in Eretz Yisrael, and they were learning about, I guess, the parsha of the Paro. And the woman teacher was saying how bad, you know, birthdays are not, we don't observe birthdays. So the girl rose her hand and said, but my grandfather says we have a birthday card every birthday of mine. She said, it's very nice, but you know, it's not the Kinnigana thing. And then she rose her hand again a few minutes later and she said, but my grandfather. So the teacher said, you know, okay, anyway, it's very nice, but it's the Kinnigana thing. And then finally she said, my grandfather's a Moshe. And then I don't know if the teacher's response can imagine, but whatever. They're different sheep as the mice. The different sheep as the mice used to send her a birthday card every birthday. So they're different sheep this, but if you assume, like the Ramosha, that it's not Minik Paro, and like many Hasidic Rebbeim celebrate birthdays, so Shomazam and Shukran Shomazam Apostles are once allowed to give a birthday present to his wife, which is needed, if he's accustomed to doing so. In the footnote, he's mentioned that this is not in Yerushalayim. There's never a minute to give a birthday present, even when one's wife is not in need of it. So if the minute is never to give her any birthday gift, even when she's not in need of it, then, you know, obviously you shouldn't do it then. But if the custom in America is to give a present, the husband should give one, and it included the mitzvah of respecting one's wife, which always exists. That mitzvah exists even when she's in need of it, correct, Azriel? You follow on, you need the focus. You need to have the phone as a focus. Shevet Alevi also passes, or Rosner, that if you're allowed to give a present to your wife while she's in need of it, but a gift whose purpose derives affection, such as a gift before she goes to the mikveh, is also. His mind is that the gifting is subjective, and one needs to know which gifts can cause affection and refrain from it. Nevertheless, he concludes that buying flowers or shabbos is clearly allowed. Why? Since they're being done for the mitzvah fulfilling the honoring of Shabbos. That's permissible. So if Rada buy her flowers from the Shabbos, that's just for her to honor Shabbos. It's not considered a problem. Okay. Let's continue now. We discussed at great length the din of throwing, right? I want to get to now passing a baby. I once heard from Pashal Rav, Yeah. He saw once a young couple, he saw the father put the baby on the floor while his wife was in need. I mean, let's think about how wrong that is and how many levels that's wrong is. We'll see with the postman. Or someone told me once you put on a top of a car, or the hood of a car, the baby. What happens if the baby would fall off that person? It's nuts, no? Let's see what it's based on. Biscuit Chew, again, you know, Biscuit Chew is in the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch. You question Mishpat and Yodea, Orachaim, I don't know if it's there, but a lot of shyness come up in the Biscuit Chew. In fact, I remember a chef who told us that in ninth grade, when he was in ninth grade, his red was a tenor's that's out. And they learned a lot, they learned like 40 blot, I remember he said that. But he said the tunas were so good and hard, he remembers them. So then later in life, when you learn the Piscot Chuva, then you realize you have a tenor that got all the shilas from the Piscot Chuva. And the Shulchan Aruch were giving shilas. Piscot Chuva gives a contemporary shilas. So he was probably over a tenor, but he saw that, you know, that's where he, the shilas were. So if you look at the Piscot Chuva, sit behind the Kotsi Tash Bates, who passes that a woman is in need that is permitted to pass a baby to her husband or vice versa. If the baby is old enough to move towards the father on his own while it's being passed. You know what principle that's called? Chai Nosen Tatsmo. Excellent, excellent, Eliezer. If Nosen holds, you're allowed to carry a baby, you're not allowed to pass a baby because the baby can't walk on their own. But you're allowed to carry a human being who can walk on their own because Chai Nosen Atzlis Minerabon and Nah. So they want to say the same thing. The reason is because Chai Nosen Tatsmo, the Lakai principle is that a living person carries itself to some extent. And the wife is not considered to be passing the baby to the husband. Rather, the baby is moving by itself. However, the Piscot Chuva concludes that even according to Tashbates, passing a newborn baby who cannot walk, right, is usur. Rav HaShulchan, and Rav Shulchan Zalman, Shulchan Shulman, and Shimon Levi, and the Gaon of Shepherds lead to all possible against the Tashbates. And forbid passing a baby, even if the baby is old enough to move on its own. They're mocking. Since ultimately the couple might touch one another. So they postulate the whole thing. And Rav Avadia quoted in the Avadia, that Nikra and the husband and wife can pass a baby from one to another if the baby is old enough to reach out. But passing a small baby or a child who's sick and cannot move his family is awesome. But Lysa, passing a baby who can reach out to his family is a subject of dispute and you should ask for wrong. Passing a younger baby who cannot reach out on his own is forbidden. If passing a young baby is crucial, and this is the key line, and there's nowhere to put him down, or it is safe or unsafe to put him down, you should consult your rope. There are a few tzirufim that are used by some authorities to make the case of need, which include the following. Number one, Rama permits passing from hand to hand. Remember who said that, Rama? You only asked for a cup of wine? The Meiri says that passing is forbidden because of kirva, but the Meiri has a hint, if it's done in public, it's permitted because there's no kirva in public. You're not going to do kirva in public. And number three, the fact that sometimes it's dangerous for the baby to be put down. So you put together all those three things, it's nuts. But you have to make sure when you pass it over, you're not touching the person. You follow me? You're not touching the woman. Now, there are some people that, I'm not a big fan of this at all, you know how couples hold hands in public? I don't agree with that. You don't have to do that in public, you know, it's a purpose. And people think private. If they can walk, that's fine. You don't have to hold hands in public. So the Meiri claims by definition in public there's no fever. There are people that will say that don't necessarily subscribe to that. That's what we assume. So you have the cool of the Rama, the issues of passing only by wine. You have the cool of the Meiri that in public there's no care of it. Number three, you have this question of what? And sometimes it's dangerous. So, you know, you got to use your safe about that. So if you're going to pass, if you're going to pass it, make sure you don't touch the woman when you do it. Okay. Do you guys know what a klater is at a bris? Fater. You know the mole always sells like Fater? Fater is the person that brings the baby into the room, or the shul, or the Betzakneses, in order for the bris. Now, a lot of times the woman will pass it to the man. How can you do that, Israel? Let's pass it. Yes, go ahead, Jonathan Linder. Go ahead.
My question is that if Rebbe said that it was unsafe to put the baby down, that we should consult the rug.
Yeah.
However, probably 9 times out of 10, that when someone's in that scenario, it's right. A little late for that.
So I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you, you can pass without touching. Make sure you don't touch it. Okay? All right. So if you have a cloth, a lot of times they honor a cloth there to give a schluss if the couple's having fertility issues. So if they have schluss, if they should have kids. You follow me? Well, let's say the woman was a needy. So how could she be a cloth there? How can the woman who's a needy pass it to her husband? Yes? It would seem from the above that while the woman is a needy, the couple cannot be a cloth there in a bris. Since the baby cannot reach out on his own. And this is how the Marakohen passes. The Marakohen is also. The Aznibra, Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita. The Aznibra is with Binyamin Zobra Zatzal. And Rav Asher Weiss, the great Gom Shlita, passes in such a situation, the woman should place the baby on the table and the husband should pick it up from the table. I don't know, that's also going to convey to people that she's a leader. But what happens if God forbid the baby falls off the table? I know a case where a baby fell off the table once and died. I didn't know the person, but I know the person that has a younger sister that they have to monolith on. Can you imagine that? So, okay, this is what. So the Marakohen basket is awesome. Now, it's really much ways to put on the table. We're saying we're nervous about that, right? Number two, number one, it might show that she's a need embarrasser. Number two, it could fall off, God forbid. So, the body, according to the Torah, the couple may be a cloth of this when the woman is needed, but the woman places the baby on two pillows. Listen to this sharpness. And the husband slips his hand in between both pillows and picks up the upper pillow with the baby. You got that? Make sure, though, you don't drop the baby, God forbid. So the woman brings in with two pillows, under the two pillows, and the husband will take from the under pillow. You hear what I'm saying? Isn't that very sharp? You know what I mean? He's mad in the future of the mid. He slips his hands in between both pillows and picks up the other pillow with the baby. He's mad that there are few tzirufim can permit. Number one, Ram passes that pass is permitted. Number two, it's for a mitzvah. Number three, the pass will hand in the last one for a few seconds. Number four, it's not common. Number five, it's done with the shinui. And number six, there's no shots on touch each other since you're using two pillows. The Moshe quoted said, "If it's the apostle, it's best not to accept the honor. But if there's no way out, the couple may be lenient since it's done in public. And it's for the sake of a mitzvah, this would apply you with one pillow, yet the couple should be careful not to touch one another." So I think you can rely on Ravadia here and the Moshe that it's mutter. Try to get out of it, you can't get out of it. And the Moshe says it's even okay with one pillow, just make sure you don't touch one another. Okay? Yes, Jonathan Linder.
I mean, in general, whether it was at the time of the bris or not, if it was practically possible, passing the baby to a third party.
That's in a minute. The fact is, the couple does it. The woman gives it to her husband.
Okay.
The minute of the fact.
So during a bris, but I'm saying, if it's during another time, let's say the couple's at a
similar. You don't want to make it too obvious, though, you know, John? You got to be cognizant.
Yeah.
You got to be cognizant. Okay, let's continue now. In fact, you're asking this now. Passing in public. Let's get to it. Passing in public. We've got a lot to do. We've got to do the place seat today. You know, the bottom order of an alpha on day. So keep working on Sunday. Where's your brother? I feel. Well, don't say you're out of United Brothers people. You know, not a good guy said that. You're not like that. You're a good guy. He did say it. Ari didn't say it. Ari didn't say it. Was Nate? Oh, Nate told me he was here for sure. That's him with the family. Who's all with Benji? Who's all right? Cousin. Fascinating. And you grow up with that. Oh, but. And where's Moshe Haas? Where's Haas? Moshe? Mayor Haas. Mayor Haas. What? Coming right now? Problem. That's not considered going to do this. And then the Catholics should be proud of the people in the mitzvahs.
The Moshe Rabbeinu covered the advisors only because he's Republican, he's a Republican, not a holy law, because endurance for the Lord is not justified by a fool.
The Moshe doesn't think that's justified by a fool. That people like this is needed, that you're doing the law. No one else is doing it. So what? You should be proud you're doing it.
Well, the Moshe is not a fool because maybe she doesn't feel comfortable realizing, you know, communicating to you what she's needed. That reminds you not dealing with, but it's saying, let's say you have a group of couples and none of the couples are observing our caucus. That's not a reason to be embarrassed. The reason it might be embarrassed, you don't want to just say she's needed. The Bavadian and Dr. Shaw though our process of the Moshe. They even called the they even called them just talking about you. Great to see. Obviously in a positive way. The variety of Paschim that like the Moshe, that even in public, a couple should be careful to obey his halakhas. Whoever he quotes Meiri, who quotes an opinion that halakhas of passing one another do not apply in public, since passing in public will not lead to kirva. Therefore, in certain situations, the Bavadi relied on the Meiri in conjunction with other reasons to delete it. I looked up that Bavadi up, I couldn't find it. For example, the Bavadi, I looked up Bavadi, I didn't see where he's putting Miri, but this is what he likes. Well, you ought to go. For example, Bavadi used the Miri in conjunction with other readings to allow a person to give his colleague the ring under the cup when she's in need. Or for a husband to give his wife a get while she's in need. An interesting concept of learning getting. I mean, it's very interesting. He's about to divorce her, and you're talking about a huckus, she's going to be now a divorced woman from you. So, you mean, what are you worried about our caucus? But still, I guess until she gets the get, you don't want to touch her hand. Additionally, the darky power positive, if a husband forgot that his wife is needed and passed her something in public, what do you do? Oh, no, no, what are you supposed to do? You're going to go nuts? No, she's allowed to take her, I'll be very careful not to touch her. Don't go crazy, make the whole scene, you know what I mean? Use her seichel. Like Rav Chaim Shliko, the great guy, who was saying that he was at a knee replacement. The plane sleep had a knee replacement. The other knee is getting better this year. I spoke with him on Friday. You know, there's five shakaras. Oh, there are? I grew up, there's Arba Chavi shakara. There's a fifth one, say Kal Yashin. Use your sable. Use your sable. So if you pass something, you're going nuts about it here. The mice are most Ashkenazi and Tari close together. Those deep luck of the passing of the animal, even in public. In the present situation, you can talk your wrong. The Yaakov Yosef passes in pressure circumstances for the sake of choice in public, couples who pass from hand to hand have a face that looks to a lie. The Full of Zalman writes that a couple should plan in advance how to respond if the wife accidentally gives the pass an item to the husband. The Zalman writes that there appears to be no way out without a barrister. Husband should take it from her hand. Because what? God wash shalom. What's that famous Rambam? You're familiar with the famous Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Biblos Hanukkah. That the greatest, the whole point of the Torah is shalom. Right? If you don't have enough money to buy near Shabbos and near wine for kids, what do you do near Shabbos? Hashem's willing to do a race of day to create peace between a man and a wife. I'm not saying you break deal, but you have to remember that Rambam. God wash shalom, please, cheekily. Shalom by his own, cheekily. Who said cheekily? Rambam. Shabbos called Gimelon Base. A number of witnesses on top of it. Came to Shalvim once and get a shirt quality. Cheekily. I remember him saying it. I'm a rubber. Cheekily. That's a lesson of the Lord. I love himself. Remember the lesson. Never forget it. I'm a rubber. Cheekily. He said, cheekily, that Shalom Ayes is over. And that's the finish of the Rambam. Look at the Rambam last time. You know what? Why don't I read the Rambam to you guys? You have the Rambam in this Hanukkah? I'll read the Rambam to you. That doesn't mean the great did it. I can't even translate it. All the ways are pleasantness. And all paths are peace. Right? There's a rabbi in Peoria when I grew up used to translate every Shabbos morning when they took the Torah back. Right? All its ways are ways of pleasantness, all its paths are peace. Turn our ways to you, Hashem, renew our days of old, and let us all say amen. I remember that. Those certain things, you know, he built into your memory. Forget that. Renew our days of old and let us all say amen. But that's what the notion was. Only see me say shalom. You're a chazan job for Luna, aren't you? A chazan. Are you a chazan? You're a chazan, aren't you? Don't you down for the omen? Yeah. You don't down for the omen? You down for the omen,
yeah?
Chuck Conzel, right? Who taught Chuck Conzel this?
Who
taught? Dan Chuck Conzel too?
Pretty good. More about Cutter.
Do you ever know they took classes in Bell's? Let me read you the Rambam. You know, Bell's School of Music, they have Pagonis. I don't know if they still do. Let me read the Rambam. You ready? Listen to this. The last halachah of Hanukkah. You ready, Yashu? I have a fund of near base of a near Hanukkah. You have enough money for Shabbos kids for Hanukkah payments. Own near base of a Kiddush Yom. Near base of Kodim. You should have shalom by so. Sorry, Hashem Nukat. Hashem erased his name, Lasso Sholom Benish Lishto. Go to Hasholom. She called Akkurat Nitna Lasso Sholom, but Olo. Well, Akkurat is going to make Sholom or Shalom, but I found out that I'm a holy senior set of Sholom. Amazing, no? Okay. Now let's finish up. Let's finish up, and then we'll, we got saved. I got the Ramakani's ready, all ready to go. Listen to this. Carrying a stroller together. Are you familiar with this? Carrying a stroller together. The Moshe Nigrish Moshe, your man's head is facing my head, writes, and it's best for a husband and wife not to carry a heavy object together when she's in Eden. And they certainly should not carry a light object together with the husband's help is clearly an act of love. I mean, she doesn't need her help for some light. However, a visor is outside. A great joy writes, well, it's a great joy to see that the other day is over 147 hours. They heard from Moshe that if no one else is available to help, one is allowed to carry a heavy object together with his wife, since helping to schlep a heavy object does not constitute an act of chibah, love. The Bnei Hashulchan is lenient as well when no one else is available, since they will not touch each other, and the act is not one of chibah. The Bavadiyatar is less also possible that the husband can help his wife with the stroller when the couple is living on the top floor of an apartment building or getting on a bus. So the Zalman children show the right that it's best to be good for stringent and not carry the stroller together. On the other hand, so the Zalman once related that when he was traveling via public bus, which he always did for late in his life, he witnessed a couple boarding where the husband went to the front to pay and the wife entered through the back door. The woman needed other people's help to get the stroller in. So the Zalman was distressed by what he witnessed. I thought that the husband should have slept the stroller and the wife should have gone to pay. It was advice. Sleep also asked the director to publish a plan in advance to avoid needing to carry the stroller together. Husband taking object in wife's purse. Husband placing an object in wife's purse. Is the husband allowed to place his car keys in his wife's purse while she is carrying it? What is the law in the reverse case? Can he take out the keys from his wife's purse? The Bir Moshe ushers the act in either direction, with the Betzina Rov, the great time, since it's similar to passing from hand to hand, but the Bar Ashulchan allows throwing it into the purse. The Bavadi quoted after he quoted the Bar Ashulchan permits placing the keys into a purse, certainly throwing them in. So it's a machlokes. And the last Nakuda for this, and then we got to give a Seder, feeding a baby. Are you allowed to feed a baby? Of course you're allowed to feed a baby. But can you feed the baby while the wife's holding the baby? And the man feed the baby. Let the man hold the bottle while the woman's holding it. Marakoyim posits that the woman may feed a baby or place a pacifier in the baby's mouth while the baby's sitting in his wife's lap. But only if the couple's certain that they will not touch each other. The Marakoyim allows it. Whereas the Marakoyim Paskin, remember he was the one who said about the, during the Marakoyim? He says they cannot be kvatas. That was the Marakoyim Tzak, Koshin. The Koshin can't be kvatas. So he's passing can't be kvatas, but he says regarding the feeding, he says mutter. So kvatas is different, I guess, from us, and the feeding is mutter. Because the focus is the teamwork to what? Feed the baby. Okay, let's break here. Proud of you guys. We got here 11:45. Let's work at it. I want to get through the Tyson, okay? Let's go. Marash and the Tyson. This was...